Dark Pines, written by Will Dean and read by Maya Lind.
For VP, always. Chapter 1. Gavrik, Sweden. An elk emerges from the overgrown pines and it's monstrous. Half a ton, maybe more. I stamp the brake. My truck, juddering as the winter tires bite into gravel, and then I nudge my ponytail and switch on my hearing aids. I get the manufacturer's jingle, and then I can hear. The elk's 30 meters away from me, and he's just standing there, gray and shaggy and big as hell. My engine's idling. I think of Dad's accident 12 years ago, about his car, what was left of it, and then I punch the horn with my fist. Noise floods my head, but it's not the real sound, not like you'd hear. I get a noise amplified by the plastic curls behind my ears. The horn does its job, and the bull elk trots away down the track with his balls hanging low between his skinny grey legs. I speed up a little and follow him, and my heart's beating too hard and too fast. The elk walks into a patch of dappled sun up ahead and then stops. He's prehistoric, a giant, completely wild, ancient, and taller than my rented pickup. I brake and thump the horn again, but he doesn't look scared. I'm panting now, sweat beating on my brow. Not enough air in the truck. There are no police here, no headlights behind me and none in front. The fur that coats his antlers glows in the sun, and then he swings his heavy head round to face me. His posture changes. Utgard Forest darkens all around me, and he stamps his hoof down and breaks a thin veneer of ice covering a pothole. My headlights pick out a splash of dirty water hitting his fur, and then he looks straight at me, and he drops his head, and he charges. I brake and pull the gear stick to reverse and slam the thick rubber sole of my boot down on the accelerator. My scream sounds alien. The truck pushes backwards and opens up a clear space between me and the bull elk, between my face and his face, between my threaded eyebrows and his rock-hard antlers. I lift my phone out of my pocket and place it on my lap, even though everybody knows there's no reception in Utgard Forest. My eyes flit between the windscreen and the rearview mirror. I'm trying to look in front and behind at the same time, and there's a flash of movement in the trees. Something grey, a person maybe, but then it's gone. This is all my fault. I should never have driven after this elk. I see dull sky through his antlers, and somewhere inside I reach out for Dad. I hit potholes and fallen branches, and those black eyes are still there in my headlights. 30 kilometers an hour in reverse gear. My phone falls off my lap and rattles round in the footwell. I reverse faster. The light levels are dropping, and the elk's still coming straight at me. My left tire gets caught by the edge of a ditch, and I have to turn hard to jump out of it. And then his antlers touch my bumper, metallic scratches piercing my ears, and I can't see a damn thing. I feel a stick of lip balm digging into my thigh, and then my mirrors flash, and it's someone else's headlights. Behind me, in the distance, there's a truck or a tractor. Something driving straight at me. It should be a welcome sight, but it's not. This track's only wide enough for one of us. The antlers scrape my bonnet again, and I wince at the screech. My mouth's dry, and I'm hot in my sweater. I'm reversing into a crash with an elk in my face. And that's when I hear the gunshot. The elk bolts to the trees, and he jumps a ditch and flees into the darkness of the woods. The last thing I see are his rear legs as Utgard Forest takes him back. My palms are sweaty and the steering wheel feels damp and slick.